The History of the Canals in the Altmühl Valley. The face of the Altmühl Valley has changed repeatedly throughout the ages. Jurassic limestone cliffs form its craggy walls. The riverbed, cut by the Altmühl Danube, was much too large for the narrower and more slowly flowing Altmühl. And yet, the valley has been a significant transport and traffic route from time immemorial. People have been navigating the river as early as the Neolithic Age, as is attested by a wooden paddle from the town of Dietfurt, dating back more than 5,000 years. The notion of an expanded traffic connection between the Main and Danube rivers existed as far back as Charlemagne. It is based on a deep-rooted dream of humankind, an artificial link of the North Sea with the Black Sea via a waterway, a significant milestone for trade and commerce. In the year 793, Charlemagne initiated the first attempt to build a man-made canal near the village of Graben, between Treuchlingen and Weissenburg. This undertaking is noted in the annals of the Lorsch Monastery. The so-called Fossa Carolina was to span a distance of 2 kilometres between the Altmühl and Reisat rivers. Reportedly, 6,000 channel diggers excavated a channel measuring 2,000 steps in length and 3,000 feet in width. That portion of Charlemagne's canal that is still visible today measures 1,230 metres in length, approximately 30 metres in width, and 8 metres in depth. We know from aerial photographs that in the 8th century, the canal must have been more than 3 kilometres long. Ultimately, however, the endeavour failed. Battles with the Saracens, supply difficulties, and persistent rainfall made it impossible to finish the project. It was not until Bavarian King Ludwig I had a canal built between 1836 and 1845 that the Rhine was connected with the Danube. This Ludwig-Danube-Main canal utilised 35 kilometres of the lower Altmühl Valley. 8 locks were situated on that portion of the waterway. The canal, along which the stones for the construction of the Liberation Hall in Kelheim were transported, was almost 16 metres wide and 1.5 metres deep. As of 1847, it was heavily utilised. After almost 100 years of use, operation of the canal was ceased in 1945. Today, only a few lockkeepers' houses, designed by architect Leo von Klenzer, and preserved canal sections with fortifications still bear witness to Ludwig's canal. During the administration of Bavarian state premier Franz Josef Strauß, the long-held idea of connecting the Rhine and Danube via the Main-Danube Canal became a reality, although not entirely without resistance, through the firm Rhein-Main-Donau AG, founded in 1921. Today, the Main-Danube Canal measures 55 metres in width and 4 metres in depth. The difference in height of almost 90 metres between Nuremberg and Kelheim is surmounted with the aid of 9 locks. The structure was completed in 1992. Those wishing to travel along the Rhine-Main-Danube waterway from Mainz to the German border at Passau must pass through 59 barrages with locks. The construction of this mighty canal between 1976 and 1989 required a number of archaeological rescue excavations, which formed the basis for the Altmühl Archaeological Park.